The static cleared, and a game show host in a sparkling suit stood in a sea of fire, the flames licking up around him. He smiled, and his teeth had points. There were nubs on his forehead that might have been the beginnings of horns.
Well, well, and who have we in our audience today? Hey, folks, it's William. I'm in charge, Royce. Imperial leader of the famous, or should that be infamous, Warriors of the Cross. Paragon of virtue and all-around good guy. Defender of the meek, as long as they worship the right God in the right way. And punisher of the unworthy. And to hell with what the law says. Well, what do you say, folks? Give the man a big hand and one hell of a welcome. William Royce, come on down!
The flames grew and then fell back to reveal the game show host transformed into a heavy metal rock and roller, complete with long hair, leather, and chains. The horns curled up blatantly from his forehead. He smiled and a forked tongue flickered briefly between his pouting lips.
Don't be so surprised, William. Isn't that what you always suspected? I have many forms and many faces, and my name is Legion. I know it's an old gag, but we're great ones for tradition down here. I'm every rock and roller who ever played too loudly for your precious ears. When you play a record backwards, it's my voice you hear if you listen hard enough. But only as long as you want to hear it. You're not smiling, William. Doesn't this form please you? You know I'll do anything for you, as long as you're out there and I'm down here. Perhaps this is more to your liking?
Now he was a choir boy in a pristine white surplice, nailed to a wooden cross. Blood ran thickly from his wrists and ankles, and his eyes were very cold.
Enough! Cut the crap, demon! I summon you in the name of the Lord and command you to assume a more pleasing countenance.
Spoil sport.
The flames leapt up yet again, and when they fell back, a teenage girl in jeans and a sweater was sitting in a wicker chair, legs casually crossed to show off their magnificent length.
Remember me, Billy? I was the first girl who ever smiled at you, back in high school. You had all kinds of dreams about me, but you never did work up the courage to actually talk to me. You could have me now. You could do anything you want with me. All you have to do is break the pentacle and let me out. And I can be everything you ever dreamed of.